Hello, it's Jem. It's a Friday, if you're listening to this when it comes out. So it's Fast Five time. And what I wanted to say is this is the first podcast since Gregory Chapman has got married. Now, as Greg said, I wasn't actually able to come to the wedding. I had RSVP'd a year in advance, and unfortunately I had to back out. As Greg said, I had a family issue, but the issue was something that I've mentioned a couple of times in the podcasts in the past. I had a son who's playing Warhammer. This is a tabletop game, and they'd got to the national finals. My son, 11 years old, his school had beaten everybody else in the country apart from five teams that were returning to do battle at Warhammer headquarters in Nottingham. So I took the day off. I drove up to Nottingham. Ironically, because of school regulations, he had to go with the kids in the van and I had to go up in my own car. And we watched them do battle. They had a great time. I had also, admittedly, I used to play this when I was his age, and I've kind of got it back into it because my kids have, but I haven't been playing it for like 30 years. Well, that's a lie, probably more like 25. But anyway, I thoroughly enjoyed going up there as well. I was really pleased with them. I also got to sort of see stuff, and there's something weird and a link to history, because there's an exhibition area there saying, look, this is, they have some amazing scenes, dioramas of just the most amazingly painted miniatures you've ever seen. We were talking about something that is maybe, I don't know, at a guess, 3 centimeters tall, and the robes have got like speckles of stardust on them. Not just glitter, I'm talking about people who are painting multiple layers with virtual pinprick accuracy. It's remarkable. It's gorgeous. And there's just rooms and rooms of this stuff. But right at the beginning, there are these glass cabinets saying, this is where it all came from. Here are the early examples. Here are some early models. Look at this ancient catalogue, which I had. There was a book. Look, these rules, the sci-fi rules, came out 31 years ago. They came out in 1987. They were, you know, you could buy a reproduction of these, of the very first rules, which I have upstairs right now. And seeing this stuff was just the weirdest thing to describe, because on the one hand, it was nostalgic and it was like, oh yeah, I remember that. I haven't seen or thought of that for 25 years and I remember that, or some of the stuff I still have upstairs in the loft. But also seeing stuff that is now considered in essence a museum piece, talking to children who weren't even born in the last millennia, it doesn't often make you feel old, and I wouldn't classify myself as properly old yet, but suddenly my memories are a museum piece. So that was the reason why I wasn't at the wedding. And what I wanted to say now is, well, I've obviously linked it back to history, but I also wanted to say, behind the scenes, we've been really under pressure recently. I've been very busy with work, and unsurprisingly, Greg's been very busy, not only with his work, since summer season is his busy season, because that's where more people visit castles or have, you know, steampunk expos, so he goes there and that's how he earns his money, but also he's had a wedding on the horizon, organizing it, attending it, etc. So trying to get the Condensed History Gems crew together has been really quite arduous. And I want to say, I am so appreciative of Greg setting aside time where, quite frankly, he has more important things to do in his life than record podcasts with me. But he's done so. And I know he's equally appreciative that, I'm a busy guy. I need to earn money to pay for these families and Warhammer figures. He appreciates that. I'm a busy guy. But what's lovely about Condensed History Gems is we go out of our way to try and help each other out and keep talking. And really, what you're getting is banter between two mates. And as Greg said in the past, it's slightly weird because we're mates that very rarely see each other. And it would have been lovely to have physically seen Greg at the wedding. I even had planned a little sort of like, we were allowed sort of like 2 minutes sort of funny, fun, speechy stuff. And I was going to do it about Greg and the podcast. But that wasn't to be, sadly. So what I wanted to say is, Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Do appreciate the effort that's put into it. Please, you know, leave a good review. That's much appreciated. Spread the word. It all helps. Thank you very much. And we will keep doing this because we love the feedback we get. Thank you.